We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for On This Day in History. It happened on this day. The 14th of June. How in the world can we be midway through the month?
Flag Day. Happy Flag Day, Bruce.
Well, thank you. Yeah. What does a Flag Day constitute? That you fly your flag? Don't you do that anyway pretty much every day?
You can't fly it any higher today than you can on any other day. It's at the top of the pole.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. Isn't technically a Flag Day every day?
Well, I'm a big fan of Flag Day. I'll never forget it. It's June 14th.
Mm. All right.
And also, on June 14th, on this day, 1952, U.S. Open, Northwood Golf Course. Not sure where that is, but Julius Boros wins his first of three majors. He won by four shots over a guy named Ed Oliver on this day in 1952.
Hmm.
6 years later, at Southern Hills, I do know where
Tulsa.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah, I sure do.
Native Oklahoman Tommy Bolt wins his only major championship, four strokes ahead of a 22-year-old named Gary Player.
Wow.
Tommy Bolt, yay or nay? I've never heard of him.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of him. Don't know much more about him other than he was a native Oklahoman. That golf course is splendid, too. Oh.
Splendid.
Totally different way, but splendid.
Splendid. 1966, the longest uninterrupted game in organized baseball in the Florida State League. Miami beat St. Pete 4-3 in 29.
And I know people, like, would say, well, what's really the value of a 29-inning game? Here's the value of a 29-inning game. It's the way a game is supposed to be played and finished. That's baseball. We don't need to artificially end the game with crackpot things going
guys
on.
At second base. You know, put the
just
guys
don't
second
need
base.
It. Yeah. Stop it.
Well,
play the game the way that it was intended.
53 years ago it was. No word on how long time-wise it took, but 29 innings, 4-3.
God.
Nice pitching, too, by the way. Only seven
no
runs
kidding.
Scored in 29 innings.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. 1974, our guy Nolan Ryan went 12 against your Red Sox and struck out 19.
Ooh, that hurts.
No pitch count, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Or pitch restriction, anyway.
No.
The Lakers beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals on this day in 1987. That, the 80s. If it wasn't the Celtics,
oh
it was
my
the
God.
Lakers. If it wasn't the Lakers, it was the Celtics.
That no
was
kidding.
Showtime against Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale. High theater back in the 80s.
Totally.
I have never been more in love with the NBA than I was in the mid 80s watching those guys.
No, it can't be any better than that.
I don't think so.
I mean, we're not even. And then you had Jordan, who mm-hmm. came in on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Pacers, Knicks. I mean, you had so many levels over a period of time there that really made the NBA, well, kind of what it is. Into what it is today, really. You know.
Popularity-wise, for sure.
Yeah, no question.
Let's see. Speaking of extra inning games, Mike Benjamin, Giants infielder in 1995, went 6-for-7 in a 13-inning 4-3 victory. So a six-hit game for Mike Benjamin will always have that. Spurs beat the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals on this day in 07. Lakers beat the Magic on this day in 09. Magic got a little work to do to get back to the NBA Finals, but 10 years ago they were in it, got beat 4-1. Birthdays in sport, born on this day, no longer with us. Actually, I think just died this year, Don Newcomb.
Yeah, very,
four-time All-Star. Yeah.
Yep.
Born on this day in 1926, but I think passed away this year. Passing away 3 years ago, but born on this day, Pat Summitt. Mm. Maybe the best basketball coach ever, male or female.
And just one of the most gracious people that I've ever had the pleasure of chatting with. We had her on this show once back in the day. And she was so wonderful.
She was just a really good ambassador for women's basketball.
Oh, my God.
Maybe the
best
ever. Yep. Maybe the best ever. And not even to say, with all apologies to Gina Auriemma, give me Pat Summitt to to further the women's game. Happy birthday to former Raider great Vince Evans. He is 64 today.
Had his moments.
Yeah.
Vince Evans.
Bears,
you can make the
too,
argument.
Maybe, right?
I mean, when it comes to USC quarterbacks, Vince Evans was actually, you know, one of the guys that kind of hung around and did some things.
Mm-hmm. Bears, right? Two? In addition to the Raiders? Yeah.
Sure. When you think of USC quarterbacks, I mean, Pat Hayden was good.
Yeah.
Pat Hayden was pretty good, but boy, you go.
Sean Salisbury. Mike, what's the McDonald guy named, the left-hander that played with the Browns?
Paul McDonald.
Paul McDonald, yeah. Thank you.
Paul McDonald, yep. And I mean, just a lot of guys that were really good college players, but, you know.
Todd Marinovich.
You know. Matt Leinart.
Matt Castle, who actually never played there or never started there.
I mean, it's crazy.
Pretty factory-ish when it comes to quarterbacks.
Factory-ish, but boy, they don't tend to.
Butt fumble guy. He's from USC.
Yeah, Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez.
I mean, these are guys that just for whatever reason never got it going on the next level.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. When you go back and look at it and think, yeah, Vince Evans. Yeah. I mean, he was probably one of their guys.
USC ought to be in the Big 12 when it comes to not developing NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, Washington has been a much better factory
That's
for
true.
Quarterbacks in the NFL than
That's
USC.
True.
Much better.
Also, happy birthday to Big Smooth Sam Perkins. He's 58 today.
Ah, Sam Perkins.
Love me some Sam Perkins.
Yeah, Sam Perkins was solid, kind of in a sleepy way, right? But he could play, Sam Perkins. All right, closing thoughts in a minute. Legend girls and bats.
It's severe weather season, so if your vehicle gets damaged in a storm, call the professional, local experts at All Angles Collision Repair. All Angles has the right people, processes, and prompt service, providing certified repairs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And All Angles now has 5 locations conveniently located in Wichita, Newton, and Topeka. All Angles, your hometown experts in auto body repair. We have you covered. Learn more or schedule your free consultation at allangles.com.
Download the radio.com app today and listen to KFH Radio on your smartphone. Radio.com.
Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with beautiful Twin Peaks girls. And speaking of beautiful Twin Peaks girls, the countdown is on. That's right. 85 gorgeous Twin Peaks girls from around the nation will be traveling to Orlando, Florida to compete for the title of Miss Twin Peaks 2019. Stop into your neighborhood Twin Peaks and catch all the action live starting at 7:30 on Tuesday, June 18th. East at 21st and Rock, West at Ridge and Taft. Twin Peaks eats.
drinks, scenic views.
It's the Hoops event of the summer. TBT, the basketball tournament, is coming to Charles Koch Arena this July. TBT is a 64-team single elimination tournament with $2 million in prize money. The Wichita Regional is July 25th through 28th and will feature the Aftershocks, a Shocker alumni team organized by former guard Kayron Bradley that includes Teray Murray, Tekale Cotton, Shaq Morris, and Connor Frankamp. Get your all-season TBT passes now at the Shocker ticket office. Call 978-FANS or visit GoShockers.com.
There is no aisle 18 at Maximum Outdoor Equipment. There's no paint department or flooring department either, because Maximum Outdoor Equipment focuses on lawnmowers, blowers, chainsaws, and outdoor power equipment. And not just sales, Maximum also services all brands of mowers and outdoor power equipment, and has the parts if you want to fix it yourself. No, there's no aisle 18, and Maximum isn't the kind of store you go to for home remodeling ideas. But if you have a lawnmower that needs to be repaired or replaced, or you need to order a special part, or just want to talk to someone about which mower will do the best job for you, Maximum Outdoor Equipment is the place to go. And because lawnmowers are their business, they'd like to share a valuable safety tip. Please do not allow children of any age to ride with you on a riding mower. Maximum Outdoor Equipment, the family-owned and operated small box store that knows mowers, just south of Kellogg on West Street, and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Jess Hancock here with the Wichita Gun Club and Lynbrook Sporting Clays in Augusta. As a Kansas law enforcement officer for over 25 years, I saw a need for a specialized local gun store that offered exceptional customer service and offered the best prices on guns. We offer something for everyone, from inexpensive guns to that hard-to-find legacy piece or family heirloom that you can pass down for generations to come. Being local with low overhead, we offer you the best selection and best prices in the area, as well as the only store in Wichita with the high-end custom and semi-custom guns from manufacturers like Wilson Combat, STI, Nighthawk, and Ed Brown. Plus, a great selection of knives, safes, ammo, and accessories. So whether you're a gun enthusiast or just a beginner, come and see me. Jess Hancock with the Wichita Gun Club on the southeast corner of Kellogg and Edgemore. And remember, we buy, sell, trade, and take consignments. From one gun to entire estate collections. Competitive prices, great local service. The Wichita Gun Club.
This is KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. When severe weather strikes Wichita and the Sedgwick County area, tune to KNSS Radio for up-to-the-moment coverage. Not only do we bring you 48 weather updates every day, 7 days a week, but you can also trust KNSS to provide you life-saving information during weather warnings. Wichita's number one talk is on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Work here is at an end, but does it really ever end?
No, it never does.
Jim Rome, Will Kane, Bob and Jeff, taking you home at four. Royals playing this week. Who do the Royals have this week?
The best team in the American League, the Minnesota Twins.
Good.
They paddled Detroit's bare butts last night at TD Ameritrade, though. Finally won a series.
I saw that.
Yeah, played good.
I saw that. That's kind of nice. College World Series getting ready to get going. U.S. Open. We're going to talk all about it coming up on Monday. Shane, have yourself a good one. Jad, you too. We appreciate every and every one of you out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday. For all of us here at Entercom and Sports Daily, have a good one. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.